Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I got my Podbean got popped the other day, so I'm about a day late putting out the show. So it wasn't that you missed something. I got completely, couldn't get into my dashboard, couldn't get into nothing. It was somebody, I guess I must have pissed at somebody's cornflakes the other night when I said what I said regarding what's going on and perspective of these so-called viruses, these inventions that are coming out of a lab. It makes one wonder, doesn't it? Like, when you're looking at everything going on, from the political mainstream, the entertainment, the distractions, I had a goofball send me an email. I couldn't believe the stupidity this guy was telling me. And when I kept explaining to him that I knew that everything was a show and a front, it doesn't distinguish the fact that what I said was true and that the games are being played right now. Trump is going to win the next election. There's no question in my mind, especially after watching the last Democratic theatrics that were going on, the crippling dialogue they had on each other. It's a suicide party to begin with. And I'm not a partisan person. I don't care about the Democrats or Republicans, I gotta tell you. But I do pay attention to when I hear some of the rhetoric that goes on. I know a lot of it is scripted. They gotta tell you what they think you want to hear, or they're gonna tell you things that are gonna tickle your ears to make you actually believe that you have a vote. I was having a discussion of that with a friend, been coming to the store for years, and we were talking about that tonight, about the vote being rigged. Doesn't matter who you vote for, doesn't matter what lever you pull, doesn't matter. The delegate and the selection has already been made. You know, I've seen this over and over and over for the last six decades, five and a half decades, whatever. I don't have a whole lot of faith in politics. Quite frankly, I don't have a whole lot of faith in religion either. Those are the two things that we're not supposed to talk about, yet those are the two very things that are corrupting everything on the planet. It's just amazing to see what's going on. Anyway, I wanted to get into some of the more scientific debilitation. I saw something called World War Z. I saw it years ago. And after I was doing some research on the coronavirus, I decided, and something popped in my head to go check out this video. So I decided to go look at a specific part of the video. And I said that I think India might be the next target. I'm still thinking it might be, but I'm leaning also more toward the Middle East. The Middle East is going to get hit with something. I don't know what. I mean, the Middle East has been hit with all kinds of stuff. Biological warfare. Vaccines, they're being chemtrailed. Anyone who still thinks today that Israel is not being chemtrailed, there's an interview on this show that I did with Shai, and Yanni did an interview with Shai. You might want to pay attention to what Shai had to say about Israel as far as 5G, 6G, as far as chemtrails, as far as food supply being safe. It's all bullshit. All of it. None of it is true. And he tells you that. It's all bullshit. Everyone's got this idea that Israel is going to be safe. I don't know why anybody thinks that. You know. And until you get to know the distinction between a Hebrew, an Israelite, or an Israeli, and a Zionist, and as long as you connect the two and make them one thing, you'll always miss the mark. Always. They're not the same. They're not even remotely close. The Zionists will eat up their own people, eat up the Israelites, and eat up the Hebrews just to further their agenda. They did it. They've done it historically. It's not changed. Hell, they even had Christ put to death. So when we're looking at some of the things that are going on today regarding to what's up and down, who's running what, who's doing what, don't get caught up on the TV world. Anyway, when we did the video, when we did the thing, I was watching this, World War Z. And the correlation to the prototype and the experimentation that's going on with biological agents going on right now. Look, every country's been assaulted with these biological agents or these nano-controlled biological agents or these programmable controlled biological agents. And when you look at tonight's script and you go through it, you can see how this is all realistically capable of being done. And we have two sets of governments running, the one that we see and the one that we don't. And we have two swords of advancements, the one, again, we see, the toys and the distractions, the cell phones and the AI televisions. AI televisions, I couldn't believe it. I was at Costco in Michigan, and I walked in, and I was getting some stuff. And I looked at I walk in the electronics section all the time. And I'm not interested in television. I haven't seen certain things lately, but generally speaking, I don't pay any mind to television, especially the political arena. But just so happened that I happened to be in a places where the TV was on and things were running. And I thought, well, what do you know? It's like one of those, you walk in and, oh, God, pay attention here. Pay attention there. Pay attention. Okay, so AI televisions. Artificial intelligence in your television. Can you believe that? Let's just put the devil in your house. Let us just put the demons in place. Let us just have the demons have their way. While you're watching them, they're programming you. While you're sleeping in your bed, they are now assaulting you in your sleep. Frequencies, modifications, towers, cell phones, iPads, you know, 6G, 7G, oh, ho, ho, what do we know? Well, this is what we do know so far. We know that frequencies can create a lot of damage. We also know that frequencies can activate nano artificial, synthetic, nanobio, you know, any kind of pathology that's connected to nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, AI networking, synthetic biology, synthetic genetics, synthetic DNA that can actually function like normal DNA. This is the most dangerous times we've ever lived. Because with this technology, you could literally overwrite the DNA of mankind and completely take it out of the equation. That's simple. And it's being done incrementally. You know, China now, we're seeing the prototypes of the experimentation going on in China. It's, like I said, probably heading toward India, then the Middle East. And Israel will not be protected in this either. Don't get caught up on some ideology. Everybody needs to wake up. I don't give a shit if you're Muslim, believing in Islam. I don't give a shit if you're a Hebrew, believing in the Torah. And I don't give a shit if you're a Christian, believing in Jesus. You better all wake up. One believes in the Messiah coming, two believe that Jesus is coming back. Well, the message is pretty much the same. Jesus is coming back, buds. That's simple. And when he comes back, he says, will he find faith on earth? And if he doesn't come back, nobody will be saved. Nothing will be saved on this planet. This is one of the reasons why. Nuclear bombs are probably the least of the dangers that we're facing in today's reality. Artificial life, synthetic life, synthetic genetics, synthetic DNA that can function like our DNA. You get the implications here. You will read about all the wonderful bullshit about what they're going to tell you, how this is going to benefit man, and this is how we're going to have a better drug delivery system, and this is going to just make drugs better and more impact. We're going to be able to better target this and target that. You better start reading and paying attention when they say stuff like that. A, who wants drugs in their body? Oh, I know, millennials. You know why millennials want drugs in their body? Because they've been hooked. They've been hooked. They've been completely, pretty much, more or less, have been taken out of the equation. There are some millennials that are still awake, still alive, still functioning. They're few and far between. And if you look at the protocols for drug addiction, well, that's the simplest protocol. Just go to your local pharmacy and get your prescription renewed every time you need to get a new prescription. Before you know it, you'll be addicted. Another form of biological, physiological, psychological warfare. See, we look at these things in such a nonchalant angle in regarding to being violated, to being corrupted, being assaulted, being misdirected, misinformed, deluded, you know, dysfunctional. And we carry on like everything is normal. Nothing is normal. Ask yourself this question: what is normal today? I will tell you what is normal today. Normal today is having the most corrupt political system on the planet, affecting every country in the world. That's normal. Normal today is going to a church, a synagogue, a mosque, a temple, and being misled by the hierarchy that may be there, whether it be an imam, whether it be a priest, whether it be a rabbi, whether it be a holy man, whatever it may be, misleading people with a bullshit message to kill each other in the name of God or Allah or Yahweh or Jehovah or the Great Spirit or the Creator or Source or however way you want to call God. Having these messages being preached and propagated, meanwhile men die needlessly for a cause that isn't even real. And then the wives who are left behind get harvested for their organs. The children left behind get sodomized and then consumed and slaughtered to some satanic ritual. This is the real world we live in. That's considered normal. Pedophile activity all across the planet with actors and movie stars and politicians and monarchies and political leaders. That's considered normal. Having biological agents that can alter the very core of your genetic code, destroying or wiping out the endocrine system so that the gender that is supposed to be whatever it may be, male or female, man or woman, does not now know what it is. That's considered normal. Sexual depravity of all forms and all kinds is also considered normal. Eating genetically engineered foods, genetically modified foods, having foods loaded with nanosilver, nanosilica, smart dust, smart sensors, smart particles, that's considered normal. Having not seen a blue sky in the last 30 to 40 years, seeing lions crisscrossing the skies, spraying God knows what in the atmosphere that is causing high levels of damage to the DNA and genetic structure, breaking DNA strands, causing people to be infirmed and affected by whatever is being programmed to be released in the atmosphere, that's considered normal. Putting up 5G, 6G, 7, and 7G technologies so that the frequencies can further damage your brain, program and hack your brain, destroy your mitochondria, destroy your ATP, that's considered normal. Having governments removing poisons out of the water supply and then having them reinstitute them back into the water supply, like fluoride and lithium in the atmosphere, that's considered normal. So, when people say to me that they don't want to be bothered, that they just want to stay normal, staying normal means being a part of it. Oh, I forgot one thing. Getting flu shots. Getting a flu shot, this is beyond belief that nobody is getting this. When the medical field tells you that you are going to get a flu shot, that's telling you that they're going to put a flu inside of you. That too is considered normal. Getting any kind of vaccinations and having governments governments taking away the rights of people to be able to make the decisions whether or not they want to be violated by genetic materials, nanoprogramming, or heavy metals in a vaccine, and having your rights being taken away, that's considered normal. And what's happening now is the general population has been filled with so much fear and anxiety that anytime the television says bullshit, they fall for it hook, line, and sinker. This too is considered normal. I am glad that I am not normal. I'm glad I've never been normal. I am glad I've always had this defiance in my system that I don't want to kiss ass and follow the protocol that's going on today. A lot of us have been given that capacity to be defiant in that form or fashion. I wish more people would take that attitude, because if you don't take the attitude, normalcy may actually become contagious and we may all be forced to capitulate to become normal. And I, for one, do not want to be normal. I just gave you the definition of normalcy, and this is what it is today. We have not the luxury to be stupid. I'll tell you what I find stupid. I gotta tell you this actually happened. Somebody emailed me, was asking for assistance, and I had told this person not to use nano silver, use the iodine, use other things. And so when the coronavirus came along, this person went and bought all kinds of shit, and she bought this nano silver. And then she wrote me and told me. I thought, you gotta be kidding me. Got to be kidding me. I said, so you traded one violation for another one. This I found, again, stunning. You got to understand something. I look at things maybe a little bit different than a lot of other people. And I see things sometimes quicker than some people. But I can read and see, based on information that we've got on nanobiology, synthetic biology, artificial life, you know, AI programmed nanoparticles, that with all the research that we've done, Brian396 and myself, and research we're still continuing doing in regarding to artificial intelligence and how and other frequencies and God knows what that we're finding connected to this, we have put out the information. And so we're telling you not to eat certain things like silver and heavy metals and any kind of nanometal. Or we're telling you how to detox. He's got his methods, I have mine. And you know, you got options now. If option A doesn't work, option B might. Option B doesn't work, you can go back to option A. You have that out, these options. We've given you all kinds of things. But when you don't read what is being said or listen to what's being said, and then going to investigate real sites, not the bullshit sales sites, not the bullshit Google sites, but the real sites to talk about nanosilver toxicity, and you go out and blindly buy these products, it makes me want to shake my head and think, what in the bloody blazes are you thinking? Then I realize that, again, what is considered normal today is to turn off the brain, disengage the concept of actually thinking something through before you engage in activity. This, too, is considered normal. And that's how they're playing everybody. Through these anxiety disorders that they're putting out there so that you freak out, you run, you panic, and you buy shit you don't need, you buy toxic shit that you don't need, you go and grab things like antibiotics and stuff that, you still don't need. You don't observe when you read, when you're reading something, and notice that all the victims of this new virus have been Asian. Have you noticed that? I said that 4 weeks before we got into this whole carnal thing. And like I said, somebody came out the other day and validated, said the same thing I said. It hasn't hit anybody else. Somebody said to me, well, if I went to Chinatown, would I get infected? I said, no. Unless you eat something or drink something, or like I said, share the plate or share the glass, kiss somebody, perhaps it may jump. Perhaps. Don't know for sure. But nobody but Asians have been hit with this to date. Has anybody else noticed this? As anybody else knows, they've got Chinese people wearing masks, and they got them, you know, all here and here, and they've got them, and they've got them isolated. This is the beauty behind this coronavirus. This is the beauty behind it. See, once you get infected with it and you recover from it, and you get infected with it again, you die. Because your immune system cannot compensate to be able to fight this and stop this. You know why it can't do that? Because it's fighting a program. It's fighting an operating system. It's fighting an integrated biology. That's why. And when we're looking at some of the things that we're dealing with today in regarding to what I said is health, in order to maintain your health, DNA is a priority. Start sustaining and supporting your DNA. Your mitochondria is extremely important. Thymus is extremely important. Your adrenals are extremely important in these situations because your body is going to be in overdrive. You are so heavily impacted and loaded with nanometals. Okay. High-end nanometals that it has now changed your physiology, changed your genetic code. So now you act like a transceiver, receiving a message and transferring it out. This is what's going on. This is the new world order, or the normal world order. This is the new normal. It's time to observe things as they are. See, this is the double screw job in the head. You've been taught to read and you've been taught to understand certain things based on how you were educated and based on what you were exposed to. End of story. So, as you keep on growing up and you read literature and you see certain things correlating with the literature you're reading, you may find that over a period of time, what they may have done is they may have snuck in, or they may have embellished things in a certain way that now when you read something and you read a text and you correlate that to a visual of some kind, you follow that definition or that parameter. This is what happens. This is again part of this is how you're programmed. So when you get past the programming, or when you start engaging in the programming, when you read things, when you see things, you read things and see things according to the way and how you were programmed. You won't see the truth, you'll never see the truth, but you will see what they show you and operated within your head to determine what is up and down, or the interpretation of things, which could be completely misconstrued because you are fixated with one narrow perspective. When you're looking at all these things going on, and you see the world the way it's going, you can almost follow the patterns. They have laid enough crumbs down where you can see where things are heading. And once you understand where things are heading, then you can determine how best it is to protect yourself and what to do to defend yourself. As I stated, if you're getting hit with a 6G technology, your mitochondria, your ATP, your DNA, your lipids in your body are becoming fried. And we need to start thinking in terms of what are we going to do to block 6G and 7G, since 6G and 7G are really lethal. 7G doesn't require towers. It just requires you to be the antenna. So if they send a signal to you and you get on the phone, which now is connected to you biometrically, the phone and the signal both are collecting data on how you think, what you think, what you write down on the pad, everything about you is going to be now accessed and sent back to a database. This is the world we live in. The wars and rumors of wars that are coming and have always been coming, oh, North Korea and South Korea and Japan and China and the Philippines and blah, 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 the Australians and the New Zealanders, the Canadians and the Americans, all going to go and wipe everything out. The war is coming, oh. That's just the rhetoric. That's the rhetoric. And that's what I mean. You get caught up in the rhetoric, you get caught up on the nonsense, and you just follow that. You don't stop and say, wait a minute, what's this guy saying? Let's validate this. Let's go see what we can find out. And it depends where you go to get your data, whether or not the data is irrefutable. I've yet to see that to be the case in anything that has to do with nano or anything like it. So when we're dealing with stuff today, we got to start looking at things from this perspective. We are all exposed to high levels of toxins, all of us. We're breathing it in. Okay. They found that, for instance, nano aluminum oxide can cause antibiotic resistant genes. There you go. Nano aluminum can now alter the genetic code. And the sky is loaded with it. The foods that you buy in containers, boxes, or whatever, inside they've usually got some kind of aluminum in there to act as a stabilizing agent and act as an antibacterial. Doesn't work. Brain damage over a period of time. So, like I said, when you're looking at how things are assembling, even so there's a question: is what to expect, but with biofilm and bacterium added and proteins. This article talks about some interesting material. Government reading your thoughts. Imagine that. Got a computer. You got a cell phone. It now has hacked your brain. How many of you ever have had memories of stuff pull out of your body? All kinds of memories and activity, and not recognize that you had nothing to do with pulling up these memories. These are coming from someplace else. They're coming from either your head or different parts of your head, and you get all hacked. This is the type of thing that I'm warning against. You know, this is where this is going in regarding to our telecommunications. We're not having any say here. Okay, when these people tell me that you have a democratic society in a free country, and when you have the capacity to go and protest, that the government officials that are passing the legislations in the system are not being held accountable for, that they are not going to confront the mob that they created. We are under mob rule. We are under nothing but mob rule, really. Another thing I mentioned, computer-generated genome. Man, when I read this, I just about fell out of my chair. This is basically saying that they're slowly but surely going to be removing people and maybe bringing on their new computer-generated genome that will look, talk, and sound just like you. The only difference is this one will be completely integrated to artificial intelligence. That's what they're building. This is what they're building. Nano modifications of living organisms by biomimetic minerals. Biomimetic minerals. Pay attention. These things are not normal, but they're going to become normal because nobody is reading and paying attention. Encoding new abilities into artificial DNA. Did you hear what I just said? Encoding new abilities into artificial DNA. They've been already doing that with the genetically modified foods by putting codes and programs into the tiny little pods that they've injected into the plants. Now you're eating this stuff. Look at the link, encoding new abilities into artificial DNA. Artificial DNA, your xenic nucleic acids, xenonucleic acid, XNA. That's what they've got. That's where we're at. Instead of worrying about a basketball game, who's going to win the NBA championship, or the hockey game, who's going to win the Stanley Cup, or the baseball game, who's going to win whatever the hell that thing, that trophy they win, you know, the football game. I mean, I'm not against those things per se, but not if they're going to deter you and keep you in a state of detriment or dysfunctionality because you're too busy being entertained by events that have absolutely no value other than to entertain you. That's all these sporting events are designed to do. They're designed to provide a distraction for the general population. Watch or don't watch, but if you really want to get going on stuff, put that down and watch how much more you'll get done. Like I said, it's really important that we understand the nature of where we're at and what we're exposed to, because that's going to determine how to best heal the body or heal the point of infection. If we're not paying attention to anything, really, just again carrying on, well, you'll be dead before long. This is for sure. But the interesting thing is, you won't know what killed you. Whether it was to stay at the hospital bed or the heart attack that you had. The way it goes. Bible, Jesus used to tell us that in the last days, most men's heart would fail them. Most men's hearts would fail them. Could it be because they're flushing down from the sky, all these heavy metals are causing undue stress on the heart? Could it mean that? Could it possibly mean that? Is there any slight chance that it could mean this? And when we're looking at the livestock themselves are eating these grasses, are loaded with these particulates. You know, when we're looking at all these livestock eating all these vegetables and stuff, or vegetation, and then we look at the vegans right beside them, then you know that they're done. As long as the cow can get access to the grasses, he's fine. But again, they're done. They can't really, neither one can eat anything anymore because of the contamination levels are so high in the food supply. All you can do is neutralize and avoid. Some of the things you can do for neutralization is by, like I said, adding vinegar to your pot or pan. Add a little water if you want, chop up some garlic, cook whatever inside that material. You take trisodium phosphate and grind it with some magnesium citrate, potassium citrate, calcium citrate. You can add sodium chloride to the mix, potassium chloride to the mix. You can mix all this together and then blend it up and then sprinkle this on your food. Okay? Put it on your food. The nucleic acids in the full spectrum of amino acids have things that can produce nitrogen and can produce phosphorus. So by adding phosphorus to the salt, you're allowing the salt to penetrate the cells better and to help remove the infections that you might be going on in the body. You're removing the carbon. This is one of the things that remove carbon from the body. The nitrogen and phosphorus. And removing oxygen from the body can only lead to further disease and unwanted health issues. That's the game. We are at war. You know. And no matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, we are at war. Who we're at war with, we can say the powers or principalities in the sky, the darkness. We can say the demonics, say the devil. We can say Satan. We can say all kinds of things. We can say the Vatican, say Washington, D.C. We can say Ottawa. We can say any of these things. You know, but the bottom line is, like I said, the concepts of this, of these violations that are going on, and the effects that they can have on the system, you're going to have to know how to neutralize. It just boils right down to that, neutralization or avoidance. And until you can come up with better ways of producing your own food supply, putting them under a bubble or under some kind of cover, using filters that can filter out nanoparticles, okay. Putting in fertilizers that don't have nanotechnology in it, nanobiology in it, artificial intelligence technology in it. As long as you can get that kind of fertilizer, that's what you really want. It's going to be very tough to find. So, like I said, we have to think in terms of where we're at today and what's going on, you know. Even the Chinese was using drones to spray its people. They're showing a drone event where it appears like the drone was trying to fumigate whatever, but it didn't look like they were anxious to leave the environment. They kept on spraying whatever. And these are done with drones. China's putting drones out there. Now imagine if China's using drone technology. You know, imagine what we're doing on this side. Imagine that. Remote control war. That's what we're heading into. I just saw an article about that the other day. Now we're heading into a remote control war. Now we don't have to send soldiers, or we have to send only so much, because you'll now need the soldiers to run the operating systems that are required to use the weapons in their carrier. So, it's important, like I said, you start paying attention and you start looking at all the details and the minutiae. Start paying attention. Start paying attention to the details. The devil's in the details, but there you're going to probably see a lot of things that are going on that if you otherwise would have missed. Otherwise you would have missed. It's important to understand that our enemy, the enemy that we're dealing with today, isn't each other. The polarization of people over time, calling somebody who's of European descent white, calling somebody that might be Caribbean or African descent black, is a polarity. It's a polarity. There are no black people. There are no white people. Once you do that, once you get to that point, you disengage a major heavy weapon that they have put in place to divide and conquer. If everybody, like I said, recognized what was going on, they would now focus their strength and their energy on the true enemy that is here on the planet. There are some things on this planet that do not belong here, period. And a lot of those things that have been on the planet that don't belong here have influenced our political structure, where the politics of the day do not make any moves toward protecting its own people. That truly is a sad day when you got a government so willing to agree with an agenda that is so foreign to the constituents of the country that they're in. We're in bad shape. We just are in bad shape. So like I said, we got to pay attention to neutrality. And I'm pointing all these things out to show you that there is so much out there that you're putting your faith and trust into that isn't worth your effort to do so. Presidents come and go, good and bad, you know. But every time administrations have moved in to the White House or other administrations have moved into whatever houses they house the governors in, it never bodes well for the general population. Never. So, like I said, it's all theatrics. It's all theatrics. You know, when it comes to health, like I said, you have to read, you have to study to be able to determine, you know, possibly what's in your environment, what's in your food, and how to neutralize. Remember, neutrality is everything today. Neutralizing the heavy metals, neutralizing the chemicals, neutralizing the plastics, neutralizing the pesticides. Pesticides, I wash whoever. You know, pesticides, if somebody comes in and they're whatever, carrying whatever, I tell them, go wash and forget about washing the food. Basically, we're going to juice it, filter it, filter the juice, and then let the filtration process take place where it collects everything, and away we go, you know. But we have to start thinking neutrality. How do we neutralize? How do we get over? We better start thinking about power supplies. What if they kill the power this year? What are you going to use? What are you going to use? Are you going to use a battery? How are you going to charge that back up? Are you going to have a bike that you can pedal on for a half hour every day to charge that unit? You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to have some kind of generator of some kind, like solar generation? What are you going to do? Like I said, we need to start dwelling and thinking on these terms, not allowing the luxury of being distracted by some bullshit on television. TV, the curse of mankind. Bigger curse for womankind. Or woman. Don't let them have your wallet and watch television. You'll see your money. Goodbye. That's the world we live in. The normal. That's the world we're that's being created. And like I said, China using drones to spray its own people. Computer-generated genomes, nanomodification of living organisms by biomimetics. Look up biomimetics. Pay attention. Look up physically producing computer-generated artificial genomes. That is so mind-boggling that we're in a place that we could be removed. And a drone could be put in its place. Imagine that. And one that could function better, stronger, longer than you can. Imagine that. All the good qualities and some bad, but for the most part good qualities with no flip side to the coin. No thoughts, nothing. You know. What would you call that? Again, I would call that a violation. A violation. We need to recognize what is violating us with vaccines. The nanoparticles, the smart dust, the smart bots, you know, the any kind of biological agent. We need to understand this. We need to understand what we need to do in regarding to protect our DNA. When we see drones flying in the air, what do we need? What do we do? When we're seeing things, people run, you know, to whatever. That's causing problems. You know, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? We did a show out of Israel, and we had a list of stuff. It's called Do's and Don'ts of 2020. Take a look at it. Take a hard look at it. Again, follow the theme. Is the Middle East next? You decide. Go watch this video and start thinking about the process of these infections moving across the planet. China, India, Middle East, Africa, South America, Caribbean, United States, Canada, Europe. That's just one perspective, not the only one. Alrighty, I wanted to mention, you know, I'm always talking about supporting people that are doing something. I got Shy up here now as well. Yanni's up here with his Aeromac channel, so if you've got the Aeromac, go ahead and check it out. The do's and don'ts, this will take you to Shawnee's channel, Shy's channel. Yanni also has it on the YouTube, you can check it out. Support these guys any way you can, help them any way you can, to get the message out so that we can further, you know, maybe build our off-grid in a way where we have access to what we need. You know, it's important, like I said, important, pay attention on this. All right. You got the Brian 396 documents on his research channel. You've also got the photo channel as well, Brian 396 Nano Photo Gallery. Go check him out. Links are there. You got vids. I have vids on the alternatives on the what the hell is that? on a YouTube channel. Check it out. The YouTubes have, like I said, there's 164 videos there. Feel free to peruse them. If you peruse them, you may not need to ask me any questions because it may all be already there for you. So check it out. BitChute, do-it-yourself health and protection against frequencies. Check it out. AugmentedForce.com, alternatives for the alternatives. And then you got me and my at the top. Let's see, I kept going. going to the top. Alrighty. I think the show is going to be a little bit on the short side. Yeah, it is. Anyway, because I'm getting popped here with frequencies like crazy. The moment I opened my mouth about certain things, it just got hit with. Support these people. Do the research. Look at those links. Really pay attention to those links. I know a lot of you are awake and a lot of you, you know, have to deal with whatever. But it's important, like I said, you know, do your research. Do your R&D. You know, look at stuff like essential oils, look at stuff like antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, CQ10. I don't get into vitamin D. I'm not a big perpetrator of it. You know, same thing with the what the heck was it now? I just lost my thought. Jesus, just like that, got popped right on my head. I've been getting popped the whole show. I can't believe this. This is the first time where from start to finish, I've been getting hit throughout, so some of the show may not even make sense today. I'm just trying to regain the thought I had about the perpetration of things. Learn to use certain things. Learn to use defense, like antioxidants. I was talking about this, enzymes. Things, again, that can help you remove some of the material, the buildup of the material, like the triangle, the bucket, the bass, the ionizers, whatever. Start learning about these things. Start learning how to use these things. Okay, it's important that you understand the need to defend yourself and don't get sucked into the bullshit. This is one thing I want to remind you again. Leave the Asians alone. Do not assault them. Do not mock them. Do not call them names. They are already stressed out. Anybody stupid enough to put their foot on the boot of somebody that is innocent of anything other than being part of an experiment that they didn't choose to be a part of, okay. You might want to be a little bit more compassionate and merciful with them, so when it hits you, you may get the same thing. Because already they're creating this antagonism with this. It's nuts. You know, oh, get away from us, we're going to die. It hasn't jumped the Asians yet. Pay attention. Pay attention. Like I said, leave the Asians alone. Don't F with them. You know, I'm being very straight and strong without being crude. Don't F with them. Don't mock them. Don't abuse them. Don't insult them. Would you insult your mother or father if they were sick with something that was out of their control and that was instituted by a global elite? Would you laugh at them? Would you run away from them? Oh, you're dying, oh, you know. Or would you try to have compassion and sympathy for them? Would you try to find help for them? Wouldn't that be the better message to put out there? Isn't that the better one to put out there? Just think about it for a while, you know. Because, I mean, I'm hearing stuff all the time, you know, more rhetoric about Asians. And, oh, F this and F that to the Asians. Oh, stay away, you diseased bastards and all that. Leave them alone. You know, so take note of that. Take note that that's also a program that they're pumping into you. Okay, take note of that. This is a program, nothing more. Everything appears to be a program or a programmed behavioral pattern that's been put into us for a long time. Understand this. Understand this. Don't get caught up in some racial bullshit or some ethnic bullshit or some cultural bullshit. Everybody is in this together. Everybody is being taken out one way or another. Whether you're part of their team or not, you're going to get taken out. This is what their plan is. This is what they're looking for. So again, help each other. You may be the next person and may get hit with the virus or with a virus or with some sort of lab-created nanotechnology, you know, here, have some cake, here, have a coffee, drink this, drink that, next, you know, whammo, you're feeling like crap. That's how it rolls. That's how it gets done. All right, I'm going to leave you on that note. Do some research. Share the information on that on the website there and the Augmented Force. Yahoo, independence at yahoo.com. Access that from the links in the when I put them up on the channel here. Access them, share them, do whatever. All right, to the next segment. To your health. We'll see you again. I'm going to try to double up, maybe get another one in tomorrow because I was late getting this one out. All right, take care.